Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Is the bottom falling out for Donald Trump? Today, we'll discuss that, plus the president's canceled New Hampshire rally and Joe Biden's attempt at co-opting Donald Trump's economic message. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Donald Trump got some terrible poll numbers this morning. Fresh numbers from ABC News Ipsos. 67% of Americans in this poll, two-thirds of the country, disapprove of how President Trump is handling the coronavirus pandemic. That is just brutal. Only a third approve. This is below his support in sort of overall job approval, and it is the issue top of mind for everyone. It is the dominant issue in this election right now. And what is even worse news for the president, but probably not that surprising, is that he's going down. Since June, when the disapproval was at 58%, it's now up 9 points to 67%. And it's not just Democrats and independents, though clearly independents are a huge problem. Back in June, he had 40% approval on his handling of the coronavirus among independents. That's down 14 points in just 1 month. But it's also his base. Republicans, 90% approved of how he was handling the virus in June, down 12 points. Only 78%. I say only, yes, three quarters are Republicans, but 78% approval on this issue that is the dominant issue among his own fellow Republicans is a problem. This much is clear, folks. Donald Trump has to fix his handling of the coronavirus in the minds of Americans if he wants to get reelected. If the election were today and this was it, two-thirds disapproving on this major issue, he would lose. There's no way for him to win this election if this is how Americans rate him on an issue that is top of mind come November. That just needs to be turned around. And here's the problem for the president. His attempt to turn it around doesn't seem to be working. The plan to turn Joe Biden into a leftist anarchist is not how a majority of Americans perceive him. And the law and order messaging that was totally geared at trying to bring back some of that suburban vote that was part of Donald Trump's 2016 success also doesn't seem to be gaining critical traction in that all-important battleground of the suburbs in these critical electoral college states that Donald Trump needs to get reelected. And on top of that, the concern that the Republican convention may not be able to happen. And what you have right now is Donald Trump in a mess. And the question is, has the bottom fallen out? Is he approaching a point of no return? There is a lot of time to go here, but that is the question that hovers over these terrible, terrible poll numbers. Here's what else matters today. As the president landed in Florida today, Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, informed those reporters on Air Force One that the Trump campaign was postponing its Saturday New Hampshire rally, scheduled to take place tomorrow in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The reason given is the weather is expected to be terrible. What is unclear is, was there an expected low attendance due to concerns over the pandemic that once the weather proved problematic as well, it gave the Trump campaign a good reason to cancel? Donald Trump postponing a rally is not something we've seen very much of, and it is a clear indication that in addition to the weather excuse they're giving, they're hyper aware of the fact that people may not want to be gathering in very large gatherings right now, including the Republican governor of New Hampshire, as we've discussed before. And finally, Joe Biden's economic speech yesterday was fascinating for this reason. He was actually trying to co-opt a bit of the Trump economic message, the populism, the nationalism, America first, made in America. Now, He did it in a progressive way, so it's not an identical thing to what Donald Trump would propose. But that notion of investing in American-made products to shore up America's national security and supply chains and elsewhere is exactly the kind of economic populism that Donald Trump ran on and had success with throughout the Rust Belt and the Upper Midwest in 2016. Joe Biden and now all of his Democratic surrogates out today trying to get a piece of that economic appeal for voters this time around. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you have a great weekend and you come back and hear us on Monday.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.